peoples of the interwebs, tis I, Christy.
And me, Kelly.
And you're back joining us once again at Unnerved, a horror movie podcast.
Yeah, welcome! If you are new here, Christy and I watch a horror movie every other week, and we talk about it because we just what we like to do.
Yeah, and sometimes we are very heavily opinionated, and sometimes we agree. And you know what? That's okay.
Yeah!
Everybody's entitled to their opinions.
Yes, yes. Mine's just right all the time. I mean, like...
Ours are just, very aggressive. You know?
We're very opinionated.
If you want the best example of that, go back and listen to Blair Witch.
Yes.
I'm just saying, that's the most aggressive we've gotten with our opinions.
I mean, to be fair, that's, like, one of my favorite horror movies.
And to me, that's...
One of the shittier ones.
That's one of my least favorites. I've seen it multiple times, and I understand how other people like it. But for me, it's not my kind of movie.
Fair.
Fair. Yeah. I just get nothing out of it. Other people do, and that's okay.
You wow, like what I feel you added.
Like. You like what you like, and that's okay.
Even if I don't agree with you.
There's a lot of hand motions and sass happening around here. Anyways, enough about a movie that we are not discussing. We are covering Kelly's pick for Experiments.
Yes, so I chose The Lazarus Effect from 2015. Super interesting movie, actually, and I'm kind of excited to talk about it because I think it has a lot of very interesting themes and ideas kind of packed in this, and I think it's kind of cool. Is it the best? I think very mid movie.
Like, yeah.
It's very mid, but it's not bad.
I say it's above average.
I would watch it again.
Yeah, I found it enjoyable.
Yeah, it was a very interesting movie.
Yeah, this is one I had only seen parts of going into it and not the full thing, which is a rarity for me.
Yes, yes.
So.
But kind of fun for me. I mean, obviously I'd never seen it, but we get to watch it together, and Christy and I tend to talk through our movies, but...
Yeah. But that's okay.
But we were paying attention, I promise.
Yes, and we have our notes. So, Kelly, hit us with our cast.
Yeah. Mark Duplass is Dr. Frank Walton. I believe that's the fiancé, right?
Fiancé.
Yes, they got a fiancé in this for Olivia. Is her name Wildy? It's Wildy, right?
Wild?
Wildy? Wild?
Olivia Wild?
I don't know.
It's Wild.
Is it Wild?
It's Wild.
I thought they maybe pronounced it differently.
Oh, Olivia Wild.
Okay, well, her. She plays Dr. Zoe McConnell, the other fiancé to Frank. Sarah Bulger is Ava. Evan Peters, yeah.
He's beautiful and I love him.
I love him too, is Clay. Donald Glover is Nico.
Also love him.
Yeah, very good. Ray Wise is Mr. Wallace and Amy Aquino is President Daly. Daly? Yeah. And directed by David Gelb. It's a small cast, but also a pretty good cast. Like, we got some big names in there.
Yeah. Big names also kind of like at the start of their like...
Big hits, yeah.
Yeah, fame careers. Like, Evan Peters, he was obviously known for American Horror Story.
I mean...
Like, this was, like, 3 seasons in.
He is very good at American Horror Story, but American Horror Story in the cult season crossed my, like, horror boundaries where it was not okay, and I haven't really watched a whole lot since then.
I stopped watching after a certain point, and I was like, okay, it kind of feels rehashed to me.
It's fair.
Some aspects. I liked season two.
Which was,
The Asylum.
Oh, Asylum's really good. I really loved, the one with the clowns. Freakshow.
I think that was 3. I think it's 3.
3 or 4. Because there's the witch one. That might be 3.
I think 4 is Coven.
Okay, and I did not like Coven. I loved Roanoke. Roanoke, I think, might be the last season I watched. I can check
that. Yeah, I think I stopped after 3.
Either way, Evan Peters plays really creepy dudes really well.
And recently known for his Jeffrey Dahmer series.
Which I haven't seen. I don't know if I will. I've heard it's really good.
He does a good job.
But
because of the popularity around Halloween, it forced a lot of people to be very inappropriate at a haunted house, which...
Really?
Yeah. I had 10-year-old children... making up songs about Jeffrey Dahmer and asking if I knew him.
No, we're not that old.
Well, he died a month after I was born. So I did live in a world for a month with Jeffrey Dahmer.
Shit, dude, you could have died.
I'm just saying. No, he wouldn't have gone after me. I'm a female.
What the heck? People also search for Glee? No. I'm looking at American Horror Story and it said people also search for Glee. Is there someone in Glee? That's also an American Horror Story.
I don't know. Oh, but there's a guy from Halloween Town 3 who's in Freak Show.
Oh, okay. So, Murder House is the first one, which I actually don't like that much. Asylum, then Coven. So, Coven is 3.
Oh.
Then Freak Show. Hotel.
So I skipped Coven.
Hotel was really good. I didn't mind Hotel. That had Lady Gaga.
I only watched 1, 2, and 4.
And then Roanoke and Cult. So, Cult was the last one I watched. And since then, there's been Apocalypse, 1984, double feature in NYC.
Yeah, I don't care.
And
I can't keep up with it.
Very difficult stuff for... I mean, it crosses, like I said, Cult cross boundaries. There's, like, a particular scene in it with Evan Peters that's really gross, and I'm not gonna talk about it, but it fucking scarred me. I can't go back.
Not much can scar this lady.
It was gross. It was really gross. Really gross.
Well, I'm sorry you're reliving it right now in your brain.
I feel like I have to tell you.
You can tell me if you want, I don't care.
Essentially, Evan Peters is
spoilers!
Evan Peters is a cult leader, right?
Yeah,
and
I knew that much.
I think they're trying to, like, make a baby Antichrist or something. I don't exactly remember what's going on here.
Okay.
But his sister is kind of like, and it's all men, right? It's supposed to be, like, toxic and masculinity and no women or whatnot, but they gotta make babies with the women. So he gets a guy that... is definitely gay, or I think he's gay, because he can, basically the whole premise is that he cannot get hard without another male, okay? So, okay. Evan Peters has sex with him while he's having sex with Evan Peters' character's sister. So, like, he basically has to get this guy off so that guy can ejaculate into his sister to make the Antichrist baby. And it's just gross. Okay. Whatever baby they were trying, something was going on where some kind of sex needed to be happening, and I think it had to do with the baby. But honestly, it was like, no. No. Gross!
I've seen worse.
I believe you have. But that's where I kind of ended my American Horror Story watch, and I'm like, no. But I really liked Roanoke because it was spoopy, it was supernatural, ghosts and things.
Nice. Well, let's get back to the Lazarus effect.
Yeah, sorry, that was a really strange detour, y'all.
It's all good. So, in this movie, we are starting off at a university, and this is pretty much our one-stop shop location. We have medical researchers, Frank and Zoe, and they have hired Ava to film their process of their project.
Yeah.
Now, their project is trying to bring dead to life. So, they're experimenting first on, like, lambs and then dogs.
And this was not, I guess, the original intention of the project, which we find out later.
No, I think it was, like, cell reproduction.
Yeah, for people in
coma patients.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they have decided to expand their field a little bit without, like, notifying the school or people giving them the grants. Now, the university that they're going to is, like, 80 to 90% religious of some capacity.
Yeah, unspecified.
So that kind of mindset plays into it because there's always that debate, like, science versus religion. Granted, kind of faded out a little bit, I would hope.
Mm-hmm.
The debate between, oh, science is the end-all, be-all, there's no greater power, or yep, there is a greater power. Whatever you believe, you can believe, but it's just a theme of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So as they're going, they set up the cameras, we get introduced to Clay and Nico,
mm-hmm,
while they're playing, like, Settlers of Catan and things, yep, of that nature. And they do, bring back a dog.
It's a puppet dog.
It takes a few jolts of the serum.
Mm-hmm. Looks like milk.
And he's like, flatline, and Ava's like, he twitched, and they're just like, nah. And then he just springs to life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, without warning, no actual, like...
And they're floored. Absolutely. I mean, but,
yeah. Oh my gosh, we did it! We brought Rocky back to life!
Rocky!
His floppy ears, his happy little eyes.
Yeah, yeah. And this poor dog.
Yeah.
So he starts to go under surveillance, and I think the first night or so we see him at home with Zoe and Frank.
Yeah, so they're trying to give him, like, water and food, and he is just not interested. He doesn't seem to have, like, a lot of energy.
Mm-mm.
He's just kind of a little mopey, a little tired, and he's not eating.
Vibes all wrong. And speaking of vibes all wrong, Frank and Zoe, not working.
No. Mm-hmm. Zoe has been having reoccurring nightmares of what happened as a child.
Trauma.
Her apartment building caught on fire. Because she was playing with matches. We find that out later, but we're going to spoil everything, so it don't matter.
Savage.
It don't matter. We're going to talk about everything. So she was playing with matches. It set the apartment on fire.
And her neighbors.
And her neighbors could not escape the fire. So and she did. Has visceral visions of, like, their fingers coming underneath the door, trying to pry the door
it's
open.
It's very It. Chapter 1 and 2 with, it reminds me of, with, Mike Hanlon, his whole deal.
Yeah, from chapter 1,
mm-hmm.
when he's delivering the meat.
Yes, very similar.
Yeah, and it's just like a long hallway, very reminiscent of like The Shining.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You see like two dolls little in girl, the hallway. Yeah. And, yeah, very much like pulling quite a few different like visual themes from other movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's asleep. Frank is not in bed for, like, the second or third time already in this movie.
So, and, like, clearly there's some strain to this relationship.
Like, we find out that Frank had proposed to Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
Zoe had then created this serum.
Mm-hmm.
And they put the wedding and all this on hold
mm-hmm.
for 3 to 4 years.
Yes.
To work on this. Mm-hmm. And all their life has been is work.
Mm-hmm.
So they essentially stopped their relationship
mm-hmm.
to focus on work.
And Donald Glover's character, Nico, is like, yo, Zoe, are you okay? Because, like, I don't know about you and Frank. And we definitely get the vibe that
you know I could treat you better because I got you the sushi.
Yeah, it definitely got a bit of a vibe that maybe Nico's got a bit of a crush on Zoe.
I think they had maybe tried.
You think so?
I had gotten a vibe that they had thought about it and then did nothing. Like maybe a mutual thing, like, happened.
That's tea.
That went nowhere.
That is such
tea. Like, she found out maybe he liked her, but then started dating Frank.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Before that could.
Like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of vibe I got. Because Nico was kind of having, like, conversations like, well, have you thought about this? Are you doing okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, sussing out to see if he can finally get a shot. That's how I read the situation, that it's been a while that Nico has liked Zoe.
I definitely feel like nothing ever happened, but I feel like...
No, nothing happened.
But both of them maybe had feelings or knew. There was just something. There was a little something there. Little something something.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. A little something. So, while she's sleeping, alone, Rocky is a very good actor.
I love him.
And is slowly, like, inching closer top of the bed, staring practically into her soul.
Yeah, it's gross.
Like, not barking, just, like, deadpan
very still.
Stare.
Very still.
Very still. Very, like, hunter-like. Mm-hmm, like, he's stalking mm-hmm, something. Mm-hmm.
So, she doesn't see this, but he is under surveillance the next day, and they're doing brain scans. And essentially, his brain too active.
Yes, the serum is still in his body, like, it's not dissolving, and it's increasing the potential for aggression.
Yes.
And it's too active, like, his brain waves are going haywire, like, they're like, we need to watch this dog.
And then Clay is like, y'all, this
dog... Alone with the dog.
Yeah, he's also like, we should put this dog down. I don't think it's right. Like, something is wrong. Something is wrong.
Yeah. And they're like, we'll just watch him and do that. And they're like, he's like, okay. Well, he's in the crate. Nothing can really happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. While he is watching the dog and playing WoW on his computer...
I mean, you gotta.
You gotta play WoW. It's great. I played WoW for like a month.
It can really suck you in.
Yeah, but it's expensive.
Mm.
And that's why I stopped.
Mm.
Like, I had gotten a free month or whatever.
Oh, yeah. It's fine. Fair.
Fair. And he hears something in the kitchen area and goes to investigate. Rocky has left his cage.
Okay.
And everything in the kitchen area is, like, on the floor. The fridge is open. Mm-hmm. Stuff from the top shelf of the cupboards is on the floor. Things are torn apart.
Yeah.
And he's now freaked the fuck out.
I mean, I would be too. Oh
I God. Would be too.
That's terrifying.
Yes. So, everybody doesn't really believe Clay that a dog could have done this.
Yeah.
And he's like, whatever. You guys don't believe me. Something is clearly wrong with the dog. We gotta, we have to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the dean of the university learns of the underground experiments.
And she's upsetty spaghetti.
She is.
I mean, fair. This is not within their grant money to do.
She brings in Frank
mm-hmm.
to pretty much tell him, you are no longer being funded for this.
Mm-hmm.
If word got out that, like, our religious school is practicing bringing life from back from the dead,
mm-hmm.
playing God, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, everybody would be ruined.
This would be bad.
Yeah.
This would be very, very bad. It would ruin
the university.
Yeah, the reputation. And also, we're confiscating all of your stuff because you went against the written agreement. He didn't read it. Yeah. Dumbass.
Yeah, he went against everything that he signed because he didn't read it. Like, a dumbass.
And his argument is like, well, this started this way and it led to this great discovery. This could just be another thing. And she's like, you were supposed to be treating coma patients, not, like, doing what you're doing.
Bringing life from, like, back from the dead.
Like, that's a bit different.
Yeah, you cannot be creating life.
No, unless bro.
You're having sex. That's the only way that you make in life.
Well, that's new life. That's new life.
That's the only way you're making life, dude. No bringing dead zombie dogs back to life.
And I'm just gonna throw this out there, but I don't think his sex life is very active.
No. I would say it's non-existent.
At this point, nothing is happening.
No.
No children being made.
No. He's, before this scene, I had already pegged that I didn't like Frank.
I don't like Frank either.
Like, I was like, in the beginning, we were both like, are we supposed to like him? Are we not supposed to like him? And then I made my decision before, I'm like, I don't like him. I'm making the decision, I don't like him.
I think I'm very neutral towards him.
No, I don't like him.
But I think they're both bad for each other. I think it's a relationship that doesn't have love in it anymore, and they should just break it off.
But I also think he's an extremely selfish individual in the relationship. I completely
agree, yes.
Of which we're going to find out real fucking soon. So, he goes back and tells the group, hey, by the way, I didn't read our grant permissions and everything like that I had signed. Everything is being confiscated, so let's, try to do this sneakily.
I want to put a little pin in this, because I don't think this was ever addressed unless I missed something, completely possible. Who turned them in? Because it was very obvious that someone would have had to turn them in for them to find out what they were doing.
It was some sort of... It wasn't part of the group. It was, like, some sort of software thing that was uploaded and saved. Because yeah, we thought it was Nico,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't Nico. Like, something happened with the software that it got uploaded. And
they said someone's been spying on them or something?
I'm pretty sure, like, the dean or, like, security hacked them to figure out what the hell they were doing.
So they were. But it set
it
up to
make it look like somebody in the group had ratted them out. I don't think that's what happened. I think, like, someone higher up
mm-hmm.
out of their group had noticed something sketchy,
mm-hmm.
brought it up to the dean. They did investigation, like, without them knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And they just tried to, like.
I wish they would have either followed that plot line through.
I think they did mention it they mentioned it closer to the end.
There's a lot going on, though.
Yeah, and we had talked through, I think, that part.
And it would have been kind of delectable for it to be Nico.
Yeah, to, like, maybe separate.
Mm-hmm, Frank and Zoe.
And that's what we had thought,
mm-hmm,
but, like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nico had, I think, admitted that he didn't do that.
No one had done it. And they also were like, Ava, because she's new. I'm like, oh my god, it's so basic.
That's so, like, obvious?
Yeah. Come on, y'all. Come on.
Come on now. So, they're like, okay, we gotta be sneaky about this. So they're going to sneak back into their lab
mm-hmm.
to try to duplicate the experiment
mm-hmm.
and bring another dog back to life.
And they had a, like, extra pack of milk serum. It looks like milk.
It does look like milk.
It probably is milk. That they had hidden, basically, at home for emergency purposes only. Yeah. So they do have serum to work with.
So, like, their laptops and everything like that have been confiscated. But the equipment is still there because you can't really remove it. But they also lost all their access except for Ava. They didn't take her access.
Yes. So Ava gets them back in. They run the gambit with the guards.
Yep.
Then they decide to try the experiment again on a dog.
Yes. Now, they're rushing through this and not following proper safety protocols.
Yeah, because they're so nervous about being caught and getting this all done before the guards come back through, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, so Zoe forgets to take off her engagement ring and her necklace and things of that nature. Or I think she did take off her necklace, but...
No, it was still on.
It was still on, but then it was off. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was on when she did it.
And then
but then it was off, and then Frank magically had it.
You right.
It was, I think it was just bad shooting. Like, yes. It was supposed to be off. Either way, no one's going to notice.
The main thing is that her engagement ring was on her hand.
Yes, and that's the biggest issue. So when she flips the switch for the electricity, it zaps her and fries her.
Yes.
Essentially stopping her heart.
It kills her.
Yes, and her finger is all fried because that's where, that's the metal that was conducted.
I don't know if it was, like, grounding her or something.
Yep.
It probably did, and that's what killed her.
Yep.
Gross.
And Frank, being the selfish lover that he is.
He has a meltdown here.
He does, and he's like, we can save her and bring her back, and the other three are like, dude, fucking no.
Yeah.
We've been experimenting on dead animals. This is a person.
And which I'm remember like, remember what happened with the dog? He didn't come back quite right, y'all.
Right. So everybody is, like, not okay with this, but they do it anyways, because they feel like they're going to be complicit, and they also don't want to lose her either.
True. I feel like you could have, they also could have done the angle here, like, someone else could have been like, guys, we have to, if someone finds out that we tried to run this experiment again and we killed one of our members, we're going to fucking go to jail, which is something they were concerned about. It could have been an angle that they used. It wasn't, but it could
have been. Right, but, like, I think it's just worse to try to bring them back. Now, they manage to succeed, and she does come back. But does she look right? No. Like, her eyes are glazed over, and she's like, I saw hell! Like, she didn't say that quite yet, but...
Basically, we get little snippets of when she comes back, and it doesn't look very good wherever she was.
No, she was trapped in her nightmare, her reoccurring nightmare.
Horrible. Horrible shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, she... It's like, we can't really tell if she's thankful or not.
She seems to be pretty grateful, because her and Frank have another moment where he, like, puts her ring on her necklace and gives it back to her. Because he can't put it back on her finger, because it's fucking fried. And she got a fried cheeky finger. And he's like, and then she discovers that she can read people's thoughts in this moment. And that she has some sort of telekinetic powers because she can move the pen.
Yes.
So she can hear everybody's thoughts and conversations in the next room through, like, the glass.
Yep.
And she can hear them kind of having all of these, like, debates, like, we shouldn't have done this. Oh my gosh, we just did this.
We need to keep watch her, like, things aren't quite right.
Blah, yes. Blah, blah. She's going to become aggressive, like, all this conundrum. And so, like, they're, like, ran her through, like, the CAT scan or whatever the thing is. And
Brain scan.
they scanned her brain, and they're, like, they address the myth, like, oh, humans only, like, use 10% of their brain. That's a myth. We use all of our brain, but only, like, parts at a time.
Yeah.
And her brain is using all of it all the time.
She done be going hardcore. So,
she's unlocking some crazy shit.
Yeah.
And they mention, like, evolution happens slowly over time. And that happens hundreds and thousands of years. Her brain is doing that in minutes.
Yeah. Which is like a uh-oh panic button.
Yes. So now she is essentially becoming a superhuman, telekinesis, telepath, like, you name it, she's got it.
And also a little bit evil in there now.
I don't think she has emotions. I think she is dead inside.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a good angle.
Yeah, I think her brain is going so fast.
She can't process.
She can't process her emotions. Like maybe that part is switched off.
Mm-hmm.
Willingly or unwillingly, who's to say?
There's also an argument here that I don't think this is the case necessarily, but she could be coming back where something possessed her. Like, again, I don't think that's the case.
I don't think that's the case.
But I just want to throw it out there because she does get the big old black eyes later. I kind of wish they hadn't done that.
See, now that's also playing into the religious aspect with it as well.
Yeah, she come back demon, devil.
I still don't think so. I don't think so.
I just wish they hadn't had that part. I think it could have been creepier just to leave her look as is always without the eyeball thing.
Yeah, I have problems with the ending a little bit.
We'll get there.
So, she, I think, is also showing resentment towards her friends because she hears them having all this conflict as to how she shouldn't be alive.
Yeah.
And then that's starting to piss her off.
Mm-hmm.
She also goes to use the restroom. Rocky finds her. Mm-hmm. She kills Doggo.
Yeah, through telekinesis of some sort. Thank goodness this is off screen. We don't actually see this happen, no. But we get the noises enough to indicate.
We get the sad whimper and then nothing.
Yep.
And so Zoe decides to seduce Nico, and he refuses. Good guy.
He is a good guy. What do you think she was trying to get here? Like, what do you think her angle was?
I think she could sense that Frank didn't actually love her, and there was also an instance where, like, if we mentioned that we brought her back, they would want to tear her apart and experiment on her.
Oh, Clay mentions that, yeah.
Yeah, and she reads his mind, and he's like, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
So, like, scientifically, he's not looking out for her best interest in her mind. So, I think she's trying to find somebody to sympathize with her, and her scramble brain was like, Nico, you're it. And since he refuses, she telekinesis throws him into a locker and then crushes it, which...
That was very nice.
I liked this death. I think this is my favorite death. Yeah.
I would agree.
This is my favorite death.
I would agree with that.
I'm like, I had to think about it. Yeah, mm-hmm, this is my favorite death. Mm-hmm.
So,
and we get the blood coming out of the
bottom. Oh, it's very nice. Yeah, it's good.
And she's like, oh, I got this shit. So she makes it back to where she was supposedly resting.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is like, where the fuck is Nico? And she's like, I don't know. And they're like, Clay and
Frank.
Ava are now are fighting Frank. They're like, where the heck's Nico? She clearly was the last one to saw him. Like, where did he go? Blah, blah, blah. She's being aggressive. Mm-hmm. Clay decides to confront her, and she does her telekinesis once again and sending his e-cigarette into his throat.
Yeah, and he chokes.
And he chokes to death. They do manage to get it out, but too late, of course.
Too late, or did they get it in time and she killed him anyway? Hot take.
No, I think that she...
Too late.
I think she kept it in there.
Ah, now that I like.
And once she knew he had passed is when she let go and made them think that they were doing something correct.
And at this point, they fucking know. They know.
Yeah.
So she goes kind of ham. A lot of flickering lights, a lot of throwing
shit. She disappears.
Yeah. It's creepy.
So Frank is like, shit, my girlfriend is cray-cray.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he enlists Ava. He's like, okay, I'm going to try to inject her with some sort of adrenaline or poison or whatever. Whatever.
He's gonna shoot her up with some needles.
Yeah. And if he fails, that he makes Ava promise, if I fail, you have to then try to stop her, because if she reaches the surface, more people are gonna die.
Well, that and, like, he said something like, that's not her, or I'm like, bro, it is her now.
Yeah. This is the new and improved lady.
You wanted one.
She fierce. And clearly Frank fails spectacularly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she comes up to her, and she's like, she's kind of playing along, and then she's like, but do you still love me? And then she rummages.
He's like, yes, and she's like, then what are the needles for?
Yeah, and then she reads his thoughts or something, or his mind, and then she clearly does not, and she just crushes his head.
It's another good kill.
It's good.
Nico's
it's
still good. The best. Ava is just like, oh, fuck. She just did that. Mm-hmm. All right. So she prepares herself with a bunch of needles, sticks them in her combat boots, and she's like, all right.
Now, the whole reason we know that Zoe is probably trapped within her trauma is because Ava was transported there towards the beginning of the fiasco.
Yes.
And she's going to be there again.
Yeah, so she kind of knows. And so she gets teleported once again into that dream.
Mm-hmm.
And confronts little baby Zoe, mm-hmm. who had started the matches, started the fire with the matches, and has convinced her to open the door and let her soul be free.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, Zoe's soul is free, but her body is haywire.
Yeah, so I think the whole idea that they had talked about at the beginning of the film was that you have energy, right? And energy doesn't just die, it just transfers. It moves mm-hmm. to something else. So what happens to our energy when we die? And Zoe's idea was that our energy helps us get to the next stage, whatever that may be. But in the case for Zoe, she got stuck within her own trauma loop, which is basically like a personal version of hell, I would think. And her soul got trapped in there and couldn't move on properly.
Yeah. So soul moved on, and then Ava stuck her with the needles, knocking out Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks that Zoe's dead,
mm-hmm.
which, false. And this is the part now that I don't like. I kind of wish that it ended there, that, like, Ava wins. But Zoe comes back, snaps her neck, and then it cuts. It's mm-hmm. a hard cut. And then she is starting to bring all of her friends back from the dead.
Yeah. That's how it ends.
And that's how it ends.
I also think this ending is a little weird. I like the angle that her soul moved on, but her soul that has all her memories, all her guilt, everything. I wish that could have connected a little bit better. Like, that passed on and what's left is literally just a killing machine. Like,
I think I got that. It's just,
it's a little subtle.
I'm more interested in the fact that Ava was a final girl and not just like, oh, I'm actually still alive, I'm just gonna snap your neck. And then it was a hard cut, so I thought that they ended it. I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Mm-mm.
But then they added this scene where she's bringing them back to life. I'm like, okay, that made it a little better, but like, she's making her friends an army, essentially.
Mm-hmm,
but,
mm-hmm. I don't know.
Ending felt rushed. The last 5 minutes just felt rushed.
Yeah, it's. I think there's, like I said, good themes,
yeah.
good ideas. I like some of the angles here, but I don't necessarily think it was completely well executed. There's some missing gaps. And it's things they didn't follow through on, things they could have gone further with, I think. But they didn't.
Yeah.
And no demon eyes. I would have really liked that without the demon eyes. I would have liked to just see her.
Unless you are going nuts. Full in on the demon side of things.
But they definitely like that did not.
Their science was bullshit,
mm-hmm.
and what they were doing was bringing back demons. That would have been interesting, but you didn't establish that from the beginning. You established that it's only science.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, you should only focus on the science factor
mm-hmm.
type of deal. Yes, for soul carrying on, that would have been the religious aspect. So, like, everybody's correct. But to add the demon,
I don't know. It's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Well, also, because, like, then that calls into question if it's still her in some ways. And it's still her. Or if she came back, did she go to hell, do her thing,
it disconnects from reality.
Yeah, I think it's too much.
Yeah. Oh, meh.
And, like, I think there is one thing, like, yeah, she's evil now, and it's got, like, the half smiles and the creepiness and all that. I just wish there could have been a slightly different angle. Like, yeah, her emotions are gone now, once her soul moves on, but it would have been really interesting to maybe see that more capitalized on. Like, she was stuck and couldn't move on from certain emotions, and then as soon as her soul goes, like, she, I don't know, has no emotions whatsoever. Because, like, it would have been a cool angle. I'm just saying. Would have been cool.
Yeah. Based on our conversation, it made me, like, go back and reevaluate one of my scores. So I dropped it down a little bit. Because I was just like, yeah, I didn't, yeah. I shouldn't have given it that score. So I changed it.
Oh, I'm going to see what that is. Mm. I mean, I'm not going to get into, like, what we believe in and what happens after death. Because whatever. But I do think this is a very good, this is a cool angle. I do like it. It makes you think. And also, yeah. like, don't be bringing things back from the dead. They're dead. Just let them stay dead.
Right. Anyways, do you have taglines?
Only one. Evil will rise. Pretty mid.
It feels like it should be an Evil Dead tagline.
Yeah, I think...
Because also we have Evil Dead Rising this year. Yeah. So, like, that's what's on my brain.
I mean, that would probably be a better movie than this. But...
Oh, yeah.
But I will say, like, I get the play on Frankenstein and everything here. I just, I don't know. I don't know. It's not quite fully baked. Came out of the oven a little soggy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not crispy.
No.
It's too squishy and doughy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And, like, sometimes I like a squishy and doughy, but not with a movie.
No. So, some fun facts. I don't have a whole lot. I don't think you have a whole lot. No. There's not a whole lot on this movie. So, our kill count is 5. Yep. Unless you also want to count the doggo, which some of us do. 6.
Okay. Does that count Zoe?
Yes.
Okay.
The name Zoe is the Greek word for life.
Yeah, I got that. Apparently, the title comes from a Bible story in the Gospel of John.
Yep.
In
the New Testament.
Yeah. So, do you know much about Lazarus? He's a dude. He gets resurrected by Jesus.
Yeah. It's, I don't know a whole heck of a lot.
What, did he come back okay? Because, like, Lazarus makes it sound evil, but did he come back and he was all chill and vibing it up?
I don't remember. So
I know
you can't
very little.
You can't quote me on stuff that I haven't thought about in so long from Catholic school.
Well, I must
My brother would know.
Let me see if I can find it while you keep going.
I think he was fine, because he was resurrected by Jesus. So I think there was something more positive.
Okay. He is known as the Righteous Lazarus. Subject of a prominent side, blah, 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 blah. He was dead for 4 days. I'm looking.
Yeah,
he's a follower of Jesus.
Yeah, he was a it's a positive story. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, he went on a murderous rampage and killed all of his friends just to resurrect them and be like, hey, Jesus, I could do it too. He didn't do that.
Oh, man, okay, yeah, I mean, yeah.
So, the crew and actors were on set for under 2 months, which is fast.
Fast, but also I can see it. It's not a super long movie.
And they're not going to various locations.
Mm-hmm. The working title was just Lazarus. Yep. They made a Lazarus effect later.
The bright green glow of the lava lamp on Frank's desk was a nod to Reanimator, which was almost my pick.
Oh.
But I went with something else.
Which we'll get to in a little bit. We'll get to
in a little bit. But I do recommend Reanimator. Maybe if we circle back to this theme in the future again.
Okay.
I would do it.
I don't have literally any other fun facts.
Me neither.
I did read some scathing reviews.
I didn't find any that I super liked, so I just didn't grab
That's
any.
That's fair. I'm talking like critics.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh man. There were some doozies out there, y'all. This movie, I think unfairly, was rated a little harshly by the critics. I do think it has some good elements, and I don't think it's a bad movie.
I rated this better than what we had just discussed.
Okay.
As I told you before hitting record on this, I think it's an above average movie.
Yeah.
Is it outstanding and everybody needs to watch it?
No.
Hit or miss. Like, if you're a horror fan, add it to your list just to say you watched it. But it's good for what it is.
That's what I'm saying, like, mid. Very mid.
Yeah.
But not in a bad way.
No.
There are
like
a lot
I said,
of
it was enjoyable,
movies,
and I would rewatch it.
Yeah, and I think our scores probably reflect that it's slightly above average, but not fantastic.
Yeah, so let's grade this shit.
Yeah, so Christy and I have 5 questions that we score on a scale of 1 to 10 each for a possible score of 50 each, 100 total. First question.
In our opinion, was it a good horror movie?
5.
I said a 9, actually.
Oh, really?
Because I enjoyed it. I mean, the themes were there. Like, I personally don't like the ending.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed it. The jump scares were actually well done.
There are too many. It
didn't
rely
too many,
on that too
And
much.
They did rely on it. But some of them are quite effective.
Mm-hmm. Agree. I did a 5 just because there are things in this that I think are missing, lacking, or could have just been followed through better.
I mean, I also upped it because of, like, the acting. Because
oh, yeah, yeah.
Next question, how was the acting?
7.
I gave it a 9 because it's nobody bothered me at all, and everybody is a pretty well-known actor in this.
Ava's actually pretty fantastic,
I would say. I love Ava. Special effects?
6.
8. Compelling story, interesting twists?
6.
7.
Okay.
That's the one I lowered. Character development and writing?
6.
6.
So I gave mine a 30.
Mine's a 39, and that's putting us at a 69, which is putting it in between Scream 2 and The Evil Dead.
Yeah, okay.
From 81, not the remake.
The original.
Yeah, OG.
OG.
So, the next movie, which is my pick for experiment, is not a very well-known movie. It's only on Shudder. It's Stay Out of the Attic or Stay Out of the Fucking Attic. It's got 2 working titles. I will preface this in case people decide to watch it before listening. It is very gory.
Yes, it is.
And the acting is not spectacular.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay. It's still not like this.
No.
But there are going to be a few topics that we will hit on with that movie. Mostly because there's not a lot on the movie, so we'll talk about some of the history that they pulled from.
Yeah.
Because there are historic events that they pulled from.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So we'll be covering a lot of those, and it will be a heavier but shorter episode. So just a fair warning.
Mm-hmm. It was hard. You know, honestly, I kind of look back. This one was a little harder for me to get through than I thought it was going to be.
We haven't done a really hard episode in a long time, so.
Yeah, so I think it's going to have some very interesting discussion, and I am excited to talk about it, because it is a topic that is very, it's heartbreaking, but it's interesting, so.
And the topic, I'm trying not to spoil it right now, because that's not the time, but it's a topic that, like, a lot of schools have been slowly, like, neglecting.
Oh, really?
Like,
I don't know. I got a lot of information on this when I went through, but.
So did I. I mean, our school system went through it in middle school and high school, so.
Yeah, I think mine might have just been middle school, but that's because of the courses I decided to take in high school. So.
Yeah. So, anyways, just a fair warning, next week, or next episode will be a little bit.
Heavier.
There will still be laughs. Don't get me wrong.
There are
good moments where I'm just going to be like, yes!
There are some funny aspects to this movie. It is slightly humorous.
It does try to balance the dark stuff with the humor.
Mm-hmm.
It does try that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, this is more of an indie kind of film, not mainstream. It's only on Shudder, so if you have Shudder, you can watch it there. Or if you have Shudder through Amazon, you can watch it there too. I recommend it just for, like, expanding our horizons.
Yes, it's good. It was worth the watch. We'll get into it next time.
You won't watch it again. I know that much. This was my second time.
I was stressed.
I know.
I was so stressed.
I know. I watch these movies. So, anyways, if you want to give us recommendations or themes that we should explore, anything like that, or tell us how we did, if you think, whatever. You can join the conversation at Unnerved on Twitter and Unnerved, a Horror Movie Podcast on Facebook. We have wonderful groups over there. You can also DM us on Twitter because we'll be checking those. If you don't want to, like, leave a comment or tag us or anything, just send us, be like, hey, you should cover this movie. We've gotten it that way, too. Mm-hmm. So, and if you like our artwork as much as we do.
Yeah, go visit my sister Dani at Dani Draws Dragons on Instagram and check out our podcast episode on Annihilation where she gets to give us the whole scoop on that one. Very interesting, very different movie.
Science!
Yeah, speaking of science, that's another one to go and look at. It did have some similar vibes at the very beginning of the movie to The Lazarus Effect, so.
A little bit.
You called it out. You're like, that kind of reminds me of
Annihilation. Well, because it was the, like, setting of the, like, walking into the university, because that's how Annihilation started.
Yeah.
Was her teaching at a university, and it was, like, all white, and, like, the staircase, like,
yep.
The whole thing looked, like, the same.
So, it could have been the same set.
I don't think it was the exact same set, but it just looked so similar.
It was very similar. It was.
And if you want to reach out to me on Instagram, go look at my pretty face if you want to. I do a bunch of horror makeup as well as post any posters or anything I find related to the podcast over there. In fact, I recently did a Frankenstein-inspired look that I posted over there.
It was very good.
Took me 4 hours.
It was very good. It was very, very good.
So, if you want to go support over there, I'm a haunt actor. That's kind of why I do the makeup stuff. But otherwise, in the meantime, stay safe. Stay extra spooky, because why not?
We're getting through winter, y'all. We're getting through it.
You know, that stupid groundhog, if you're not in the U.S., we have a holiday revolving around a groundhog, and our seasons are determined on this groundhog.
Did you know he's only right 39% of the time?
He was so scared of his shadow, which means that we have 6 more weeks of winter.
Was he? I didn't get the verdict.
Well, if you go outside, it's cold.
Yeah.
So, he's right.
Yeah, I mean, fair. So, but anyway, Punxsutawney Phil determines our weather patterns, and if you're looking for a good movie to go with that, watch Groundhog Day
with Bill Murray. Terrifying! Stuck in a time loop.
Yeah, that's Bill Murray. It's a very good movie, and my favorite scene of it is when he takes Punxsutawney Phil, and he drives off into a cliff. Like, off a cliff with him, and his car explodes. I love that scene. It's so funny.
But, anyways, join us again in 2 weeks for Stay Out of the Attic. Bye!